following program is presented by HAudio.com.
In the past truma, you have the different inyanim of the vinyan of the kalim. One of the tumuric inyanim, I mean, the aron is obviously the chash of the kalim. One of the tumuric inyanim of the kalim is the kruvim. You have asisa shnayim kruvim zov, miksha ta'asoyisim shikisoyis ha'kapayres. And kruvim is a tsura, it's a tumuna. It's very against the derech klal, what the inyanim of the Mishnah is supposed to be. And it's the makom where the Sein Yisrael found a place to ki'ilu say that Kar Yisrael is Eivav Nizara. So the mitzvah of the kruvim as being a tsura and a tumuna and so on is an inyan that is needs a hezbon and so on. But that's in as far as the Pashas Advarim, the physicality of the Kruvim, and the Tzur of it. There's another inyan in the Kruvim which requires, it's more Edla Hezva, but it's a deeper Ke'ilu Pagia in the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the fact that the Kruvim are Shnayim. Kruvim are, it's anything which is, in as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and the Rambam says that Echad means it can't be with a goof. So at least the goofness of the kruvim, the yonah of the kruvim, is everything in the Mishkan is something physical. But the fact that the kruvim are shenayim, that kilo at the highest point of the Mishkan, that there's something there that's shnias, in an edler way is a stronger shaila as the yonah of kruvim. That the Rambam Takeh says, the Rambam Meir speaks about it, and we've mentioned it sometimes in Shabbos here, that Hagufa, that the Kruvim are, that we should be Maimon in a Tzura of a Malach, like he says, that Hashbrach is Mashpia, Medaber, and so on. And also, and therefore, we have to know that it's not a Kodesh Baruch by the fact that it's Shnius. So he says the fact that it's Shnius is Moirit from it, the Havamina that's Alikus. But the idea that there is a Shnius somewhere in the Metzias of Avodah, I mean, the Chazal that says, "Avol onu ein lanu ella one mikdash, one makom for karbanes, one alikim, one kain gadol." The whole ruach seemed to be at one thing, and yet here at the very, very spitz, you have something that's two in yana. That needs a hezbo. The end of the parsha is noy arecha sham v'dibarti itcha me'ala kapeiros v'bein shnei akruv masharoyne edus esrosh tavas chol beYisrael. So the dibur came out me'ala kapeiros me'bein shnei akruvim. So Rashi says, Ayat says that it was ba'oil mayit. It brings the Chazal that shnei sov makish is aser. And on that he answers that Moshe nichas the mishkan yikiv nusheba b'teich haPesach kol yoid me'ashamayim le'bein akruvim m'shem yoitzav nishal Moshe ba'oil mayit. So the chura so technically explains it. The kol came out me'bein shnei akruvim. But he stood in the Olmayad and he heard it in the Olmayad. Those in Yanim that the Torah uses physical locations to denote something, so we understand that Parshat, like we've seen the Rambam sometimes, the Musik of Kavod Nivra, we have to explain where was Ashuras Hashchina. Har HaMoriah is a Makkah for Ashuras Hashchina. It's a Makkah that's Mesugah for Ashuras Hashchina. Kodesh Kadoshim is more Mesugah for Ashuras Hashchina. Tzisrael's Mesugah for Ashuras Hashchina. We denote a certain place that's Mesugah for Ashuras Hashchina because a person needs a certain Makkah to be Mesiachas to. Fine. But the Makkah where Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Kail was in the Olmayit. So fine. That's the place. What's Negea to us, what's Negea to Bnei Adam, to Basav Adam, is that the Makkah Shmias Kail is Olmayit. What does it mean from where did the Kail come? The Kol didn't have to make another stop. It says, "Min Hashemayim Ishmata Kalecha, Ishmatam Kalecha." Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Kol came in Hashemayim. It appears where was the Makom where you could hear the Kol was by Sinai. So the Oil Mayid is the place where you could hear the Kol. What does it mean? It came out from the Bein Akuvim. I mean, L'may Nafkimin. It came in Hashemayim. It came from nowhere. Where is the Makom to explain where the Sheirish and the Makor of the Kol is? There are two places there are remozim ki'ilu on the shnei kruvim, which seem to be ki'ilu going on dvarim tzadim. The sefer chassidim that says that the reason why there's shnei kruvim is they should be oisik in Torah together b'chavrusa, like all the famous Chazal that Talmud Chacham that's limit bad b'vad. It's a klala and it's v'tapshim. It's a maila in Talmud Torah that you learn two people is a modus. Fine, there she. But keil, the fact that it's two krum is that's summing up the inyan. I mean, the way in which something is represented in the Mishkan, the dagger of its representation should have some sort of, it should be commensurate somewhat to its chshivas. You find all this from the Isaac and Rimzei and Mishkan, they say, you know, this is made out of Zohar because that's an important thing. The fact that it's got a little kaftar ferach is a little bit less important. The fact that it's standing on a little stand is less important. It was the inyan of how much its miram is meant to be important, a kefi, the dagger of the remes. The shnei kruvim, they're called kruvim, they're two, that seems to be the nekuda merkazis. I mean, in Talmud Torah, learning chavrusa is one of the inyanim that is, it's one of the memchas tvarim, it's divra chaverim, so it's the 48 things that are equally as important. That nekuda ki'ilu is the nekuda of Talmud Torah. So it's a double that asks itself. There's another makom that says a very interesting, it's a remes, but the remes is again, it's kilu taking on something that is different, that is a side prat, and making it an ikar. One of the sefarim, it's a sefer, it's a kabbal dikah sefer, it's called the Sefer Tziyuni, he's been farish rabban a lot. He says that in Parshas Vayakel, where it says, pnei akruvim vasisa es ashulchan, is soif tevis mishtanim, because because the kruvim were changing. Like it says in Chazal that Zeluma said that if they were either facing each other, atstudi atstuyi, or they were pneim alaam, different ifanim in which it changed. Which again, it's a remes is a remes, but b'chol ofen, one would like to see it as part of the etzem inyan. That seems to be the chsima of the inyan of kruvim that they're mishtanim. And we would like to see it in the etzem mitzias of kruvim. So let's see an inyan that the inyan bechlal in kruvim. It says that it was a tzura of a zoch and a kate. So there's a lashna zoya. The zoya says mikane lifna the bechol asar v'yishtak v'chay v'nukva. From here we learn that in a place where there's no zoch and a kate, lav kedai lemecham yaf eshchina, they're not royu to be mekabel v'eshchina. Ifachi kruvim ad chay v'nukva. Kruvim were zoch and a kate. So the Zohar says that a mokum without a zocher in a keva is not roi fashos ashchina. Like the Chazal came out, the Gemara that says that kashar v'leisha is one of the things that without with Israel, without shchina. Shchina shayin a mokum of zocher in a keva. The pasht of pshat in the Gemara there is learned shar v'leisha. One understands it in terms of kedusha and so on. But the Zohar says it, Adab. The Zohar says is talking about the kruvim. It's not the pshat that the kruvim, the tzuras, the keva was there for the sake of the kedusha of the tzura zocha. I mean, the tzura itself was a tzura of zocha in the keva, and it can't be ashur aschina without zocha in the keva. That is the way. So the Zohar says that the zocha in the keva, the tzura zocha in the keva, the etzim is the metzias of ashur aschina. And that's the nekuda ki'ilu of the kruvim in a sense. Let's try to understand it, because it's a side omic in Indian. The Bria itself, in as much as the Bria is fixed, in as much as the Bria is a Nivra, meaning it's a Metzius, Kvua, and frozen, it's Chamrius. And Chamrius is not a Likus by definition. So those in Yanim that are that found a shape or a form or a metzias, that is not ruchnis really. The inyanim that are described in the svarim that are inyanim of isgalos alikus are usually described in the tzura of a zivuk, in the tzura of a zivuk of a pchina that zochen a pchina nekeva. The any time you have in the Bria a dynamic metzias, you have a metzias of flow, it's because there is a side, there's a mashpia and a mushba. The muscle. If I and someone else know exactly the same, we have the exact same database in our minds and the exact same level of seichel. So there's really nothing to talk about. Whatever I'll tell him, he knows. Whatever he'll tell me, I know. So basically, I mean, mitzad a real exchange, there is no real exchange. And basically, there's no connection between us. In as much as the person is missing a yediyah, so I become a mashpia, and he becomes a mushpa, and I can tell him the yediyah. And vice versa, in as much as I'm missing a havana, or I'm missing a development of a certain idea, and that person has it, so I listen, he talks, and then there's a chibur over there. Even the physical world is like that. But the only way water flows is if there's one level that's higher, one level that's lower, so the water goes from one level to another level. No process like that. In electricity, it's like that. One is missing something, the other one has too much of something. So in the flow, you get electricity, you get a koyach. Once the two poles are equal, if they're the same charge, or they're both neutral, they're both... So that's it. There's no flow, there's no electricity. Every single dynamic mahalach and the bria is because there is an ability of a mashpia and a mushpa, and in the connection of the mashpia and the mushpa, you have a dynamic process, you have a flow, and you have a mahalach, something is moving there. So the metzias of it's almost paradoxical, but in the metzias of chaser and mole or yeser, we understand that, for instance, let's take a mitzvah. Stocker. So the Gemara says there was a vikuach. I think it was a kiva and a min or a kiva and the shrub. So one of the mivakchim that asked him why is there a niyim? You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes a niyim. Why did he make him a niyim? And he said so people should give him stocker. The pshat is if the world was frozen, everybody having the same, so there's no mokum for the sinus for stocker for chesed. When you have a chaser and a mole, that's when you have a mashpi and a mushva. So the metzias of the bria is there are different chalke bria. In as much as there's a mashpi and a mushva, you have a certain metzias of a flow. You have a certain metzias of an activity. That takes place because you have a mashpia and a mushpa. In as much as the bria is a final stage, in as much as it's frozen, it's chayma, and it does not have a likus in it. It has it, but that's not where there's this galos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of a likus in the bria. This galos of a likus in the bria is where there is a flow of one to another. In the dynamic process of the bria, we once Daik in the Rambam, that he says that the Raya HaKadosh Baruch Hu in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus and Noguf and all those in Yanim the Bria is not from the Bria itself as much as from the Galgalim that go without a case. In other words, in the fact that the Bria is constantly in motion, there you have a Metzias of, that's a Likus in the Bria. The flow of things from one Nekuda to another Nekuda, that is these galus of course. What's done already, you could be medayik and say there must have been somebody who made it. But to see it in action, the place where we deher alikus is in the process of hashkor. So the process where that came about in the bria, the most elementary nekuda where that happened was in the bria of zochah nekeva, and that's the pshat nechazal. That in a zochah nekeva is where you have shchina. So besides the kedusha aspect, which is a personal aspect, but in a makom that there is no hashpa, in a makom that there's no ongoing pras of hashpa, then it's dead. Everything living is the pshat because there's a constant motion, and the motion is. What defines a balchai is that there's some motion. And the motion doesn't have to be external. Somebody who's paralyzed is living because his blood is flowing. His heart's beating, his blood's flowing. His heart doesn't beat, there's nothing living that doesn't have a heart beating. So the process and the elementary process of the heart beating is that it's being mashpia on the Ivarim that need its chiyus, and it's taking from the Ivarim what's giving it. It's taking from the stomach the food that's been digested, and it's giving it to the other Ivarim. It's taking action from here and going there. The flow of the body and the breathing in the body is the flow of taking in what's needed and giving out what's excessive. So the mitzius of chiyus, even on a very physical level, is defined in that process where there's an ongoing dynamic of hashpah and mushpah. So zochah nekeva is the elementary building blocks of bria, because zochah nekeva is the pshat that it is it's the mahalach. It's in the bria. It's the first place where you have two nivroim, and there's hashpah from one to the other, and that hashpah you have a metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shutif to the Vlad, and you have a metzias of Shuras HaShchina in a Mokim. That's what the Zohar means, that in a Mokim where you don't have Zohar Nekeva, there's not Shuras HaShchina. So you have, so the Aleph is that in the Tzura, the only place where you have a real Gili of Shechina is in the Tzura of a Hashpah and a Mushpah. But there's an akuda here. Neither the zohar alone, nor the nekeva alone, has that akuda. It's not even the chibur so much as the fact that the chibur is mailed a certain process. It's just like when you take two electric wires and one is negative and one's positive, and you mechaber them. That's when you get the flow between the two, and the electricity is the flow that flows between them. That is the metzias of that's the metzias of where you pick up that third mahal. The third mahalach is it's an akuda that flows between the two. It's ke'ilu it's something that's not of the same nature. It's not zoch and it's not nekeva, but it's a dynamic process that occurs between the two. The whole Mishkan was shtelled ois to become a makim for Asheras Hashchina, Shachanti B'Soicham. So everything was a kli kibul for it. The makim where there would be a final kli kibul would become the Zohar Nekeva. But the place where it came from was Bein Akuvim. The Bein Akuvim means in the makim of the between them. In other words, the process between them, that's the Bein Akuvim. In the Mahalach of a Mushpa Shalom Zechsuto Mashpia, and a Mashpia being Mashpia on the Mushpa, that's where you have the Mahalach of Asheras HaShchina. So the Metzias of the two Kuvim are really two Kuvim of a, the attack of Zohar Nekeva, but Faket, the Mokoyim of Shalom Zechsu was the Bein Akuvim. The Venei Adati Lecha was between the Kuvim, because that's the only way you can capture that Metzias between them, which is not a frozen Metzias. There's nothing you can make static that has Hashras Hashchina. On no static kli, Hashras Hashchina is in a makom between two inyanim that is a mashpia and a mushpa. That's the pshat the Chazal we ask. I mean, why is it important to denote that if he's hearing it the oil ma'ir anyway, then why is it important to tell us that it comes from Bein Shnei Akruvim? The teretz is because the metzias of Hashuras Hashchina is only possible with Bein Shnei Akuvim. The Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what is the Hashura of Gilu Shchina? Not an Oil Ma'ir. Oil Ma'ir is the Makom that's Mesugal for Moshe to hear it. But the Kli that allows for Hashuras Hashchina is for a Koil to be Medabe Elov is between the mashpi and the mushpa. That mitzias is where you have it. And b'meila, somebody has a tam in the inyanim. It's learned from shnei k'suva makrishin zeh sheva kosar shlishi achir b'nei. It's not even a kosar shlishi. It's pashut the way Chazal learned it up. In other words, it says in one place it says that it was here. In one place it says it was ben akruv. In one place it says it was al moyed. The answer how to reconcile two psukim is the mitzias hamiti. It's hard not to be struck by the fact that that's the same mahalach of the bein akruvim is the machriya beinei. So I could find in made it that the mitzias of mashpia and mushpa is where you teifes hashoras hashchina. Al yoyinim is it plus only there. A few places where you have it. In a part, we say it when we say kedusha, which tells the chavek, and we say the kashim ba'olam kishim shachisan say b'shmei moray, that we're going to say kedusha the same way they say kedusha in El Yoinim. The korazel zevi omar. The korazel zevi omar. So it says that the malachim tapasik the korazel zevi omar tapasik shayo. The malachim is rishus each from the other one, and then they say kedusha. So there's one inyan that there is that they should say it together. But to say it together, you could have the head of the choir saying everybody should say it together. The korazel zeh is more than just a pshat. We have okay, the tzura to have everybody say it together would be better if you have one person on top and saying okay, like a choir. You have somebody saying okay, as soon as my hand falls, everybody's going to start saying. The korazel zeh to get a whole group of people together to do something in unison because each one makes up with the other one is difficult. The korazel zeh, it says, is that each one is kilo neikel rishus from the other one. It says to tell us that they were not gafsonim. There's an obvious Rav Nosson that says we learn from it. I think Rav Nosson says that they were not balagaiva. They're anovim, and it's keilu. Each one looks at the other one and says, "You're bigger than me. Could I join you in shira?" That's the tzura. So the tzura of it is keilu. Each one is nan at the other one. There's a rishon. The sefer Pirush on the Rambam is called Migdal David. Balak Hachavim is called. He says that the korazel zeh is. The ila is mekabel from the olu. We explained once in Maral the ila, what I give the ila, but it means basically mashpi and the mushpa. It's kimat hashem nirv mashpi and mushpa. Who is the ila and the olu? Doesn't say. So that means that each malach is an ila and an olu. Each malach is a chelak and a bria. Sometimes this malach is niska to that malach. Sometimes that malach is niska to that malach. So the pshat is the tzura of where there is a shira that's yoytzet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from when each one is mekabel from the other one, then that process is says Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. So that means the tzura of malachim is that the malachim say the shira because each malach is a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore each malach himself can't really say a shira. The vikara zel ze is that there's an active mahalach of this one Gavriel being mashpia on Michal Din, Michal being mashpia Chesed and Gavriel, this malach being mashpia this malach being mashpia that malach, and in the bein akruvim is where you have the matzah of the vikara zel ze is a matzah that creates a bein akruvim, and that's where you have the shiras malachim of kaddish kaddish kaddish, and kaddish sol shtalzach tzutu. And so the metzias of avoda as a tzibur together. Notice when you're talking about the avoda of the klal, it works from the vikara zel zeh, where you have each one the mele you have a surge of ashpa, where everybody is memale is chasa malas and also chasa, and that's where you have the bein akuvim is and the bein amalachim is where you have the amiras kedusha. The tzura of Talmud Torah that we said the chavrusas and so on, it's not the most important. I mean, it's one of Memchas Dvarim, and so on. It's much deeper than that. When a person does a mitzvah, a ma'isa mitzvah, I put on tefillin. So my anachas tefillin is a very nice thing. The I can do the mitzvah halachically b'shleimus. If I do it, the feet of pratim, then it's done. Did everybody do it with the same yidur? No, this person gival kavana, this person gival mitzvah nefesh, this person has gival tzituk adin. Each one has milas in his tefillin. The fact that you have a tzibur, each one putting on tefillin, there's no real mitzias we're mindful of. So this film, I say, in this tzibur, Ruven puts on tefillin with tremendous mitzvah nefesh, he paid a less penny for tefillin. Shimon puts it on with Gevalt and Kavona. Levi does it with Dikta Kadin and after going through a lot of Vinyanim of Bimit Dayak, this part, that, fine. Those are all Pratim and Pirte Pratim that not Mitzar. I can learn a little bit from the other person, can learn a bit from me, but there is no Tzura of Beinehem. In Talmud Torah, it's very different. In Talmud Torah, when you have a Machloikis, so I'm saying something that has a gevissa makom. I'm missing, my Havana is limited to my Havana. You say something fakir. You're missing my Havana. Now, I have to deal with your kasha. You have to v'idach my kasava, v'idach my kasava. V'idach my kasava, v'idach my kasava. What do you hold with my taina? What do I hold with your taina? In the masa amatin of shnayim, you get the real Talmud Torah in the Beinehem. The Beinei Beinach will get to the Emes. The learning of Chavrus is not just an enhancement of Talmud Torah in that sense. Hearing the other person is not just an enhancement. It's the Pshat, because the Emes lies not in my Havana, not your Havana, but in the Havana that came out between the two of us. And it might be that neither of us ever gets it. But my Diburim and your Diburim, arguing with each other, the Bein HaKruvim is where the Koilas comes from. So the Metzias of a Yochid that learns, and the Metapshin is the Pshat, because every Yochid is Be'etzim a tip, every Yochid is wrong 100%. So because every Yochid is only Yochid, and a partial Havana is a complete not Havana. So it's hard to say it, but a Gemara that would be written just by Abaya would not be a Gemara. The sugi that's Abaya and Rava, whether we pass like Abaya and Rava, but the emes lies in the machlekas of Abaya and Rava. That's where the emes lies. It's between me and you that the Beini Ubeinach, the emes will come out. That's the mitzvah. So the mitzvah in Talmud Torah is a mitzvah where the amitus of Torah lies. Because every person is beside a mashpia, every person is beside a mushpa. Every person has a different nekuda of havana and seichel. And if it's emes, if it's lamita shel Torah, so I have to shtel zechtu also mushpa to you. You have to shtel zechtu also mushpa to me. And bein zeh. That's why the terrible, the Talmid Rebbe Akiva and so on. All those in yonim of kavanat Torah that they weren't zayin kavanat zemzeh. It's the pshat. It's not because it's a side thing. That itself means it's a chur matera. Because Torah, the emes of Torah comes out only between me and you, in the between it. And if I'm not a makabel to you, v'meila, there's no Torah there. So in Talmud Torah, the fact that it's shnei kruvim, that he says that the Sefer says it's a remes to learning chavrusa. Learning chavrusa is not a side point in inyanim of learning. It is Talmud Torah is the bein akruvim there. That's why you find an Indian in Talmud Torah in a different eifin, a shutfis, that it says, Hadudoyim nosnu reach. It's pasuk in Sheashirim. And Chazal say that Dudoyim is referring to the Dudoyim going back to Leah's and Rachel's Dudoyim. And Yisachar is the child that came out of it. It's a dover nifla. Rav Hudna points it out in a different context when he speaks about Zvon Yisachar. You don't find the only mitzvahs of Zvon Yisachar. Let's say a person buys tefillin and gives it out to poor people to wear. It's a tremendous chus. And you're right in saying he has a chus, but you don't find there's no Yisachar Zvon combination there. You don't get a chelik in that Torah. It's not written al shmai. It's like the favor, but to the good side. I help this person put on tefillin. It's his tefillin. He's putting on. I don't become aware of tefillin. Let's say I don't wear tefillin, chas v'shalom, and I buy someone else's tefillin. So I get an einish for my not wearing, and I get schar for helping someone else wear. But it's not, one is not together. We're not together on the tefillin. It doesn't pattern tefillin. In Talmud Torah, even though I have a chiyuv myself, but let's say I work so that somebody else can sit and learn, so I become a shutiv in this Torah. The whole musik of a shutiv is only in Talmud Torah. And it's going on those d'dreim, obviously, and he refers it back to the pasuk of the kruvin. The Zohar refers it back to the inyan of by also the kruvin of the shutzvis that Yisocha, the remark, one of Pirushim and Zohar refers it back to the inyan of the kruvin. That's what says the aratilcha, and it's going on Yisocha. Adudor nasareach is referring back to the Metzias of Kruvim, and it's referring back to Yisachar. In other words, in the Metzias of Zvulun and Yisachar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Oifin, all other mitzvahs don't shter the Mahalach Ha'ilam, don't need a shutfis. A person can wear tefillin and work all day. It's not a stira, that's what it's supposed to do. It sits as tefillin v'chulu. Talmud Torah, v'shlei Musay of Reb Shimon Yochai, is built in a way where it requires being zakut to Zvulun. Talmud Torah was given to Klal Yisrael in a tzura of Yisachar Zvulun. The word schartikha means when I buy something, it's mine and not yours. It's not a shutfis. Schar means that I have a chelik in your thing. I'm renting your house. The guf is yours. The Paris is mine. The metzias of schar of Yisachar is that I have a chelik in yours. And the Mela, that shaft sich only by Talmud Torah, because in Talmud Torah you have that Metzias, we have a Mashpia and a Mushpa, is the way Torah is built. I want to bring this inyan down on two Eifanim. The first inyan is in Etzem Avoida, in Etzem Metzias of a person, a cloud. There are two Yetzaharas. There's one Yetzahara for a person who does not want to be a mushpa. A person doesn't want to, he wants to do his own thing. He wants to do his own thing, and the pshat is, and he's not muchan, he doesn't have a mokum to be mushpa from. Whether it's a rebbe or sfarim or chaverim. He's not, and a lot of times it happens because a person is, he's afraid of other people, he feels inferiority complex. One of the ways of coping with it is to become his own being. And the Mela, there's no hashpah for somebody else. And again, hashpah can be in every way. It can be the general tzur of yeshiva, it can be a rebbe, it can be chavrusas, it can be chaverim. If a person has to understand that the metzias of Klal Yisrael, all the talks about achdus and so on, we're not talking about lending somebody a cup of milk. Fine, those are very nice things, those are chesed, fine. But the real surah, where a person, the real chibur in the bria is zachen nekeva, and the only echitimtza for that is where everybody has to feel a mushba and a mashpia. So the first thing is that a person has to understand that if he closes himself up, then there's no emes there whatsoever. That he's dead. There's no process. So what he has. Anything that's finite and limited to what that nekuda has, is vare not the emes. So one half of it is that every person has to understand that he's a mushpat, and he has to be a mushpat. And it can be in a lot of way finding, but the person has to understand there has to be some outside process that will change it. And that's the pshat, the word mishtanim that he says. The only metzias where there's change, where there's flux in the bria, is in where there's a sort of a zach and a kever. And b'meilo, the person has to be open. That's one half. And the second half is a person who is accomplished, to be mashpia, somebody needs help, the mashal, to learn it. Very much, somebody needs to be explained something. A person will say, you know, it's a waste of my time. I need to sit and learn. I can do myself. I don't need other people. You know, fine, I have my Rebbe, I have my Sfarim. I don't need... To be mashpia is not a job only. It's not the pshat, fine, you know, some people need jobs, and everybody needs a job, and some people can be mashpiyim, some are very good at it, this guy's a mashpiyim kiyim, this guy's a very good shir, this guy this, fine. That's his job. Being mashpiyah on someone else creates that process where there's ashras ashkina. The person is completing a cycle, and ashpah can mean helping somebody work through a rashi, it can mean helping somebody be mechazik. any type of mashpia and mushpa is something that creates that process. And the truth is, anyone who was mashpia finds in the etzem act of ashpa that there's a certain akud that a person attains that's bigger than the ashpa you gave. It's the beini ubeincha. In the process of being mashpia, there's something that's there, there's ashras shunah that's bigger. And therefore, a person has to understand the no frozen nekuda in Klal Yisrael carries in itself shchina. The makom of ashras shchina in Klal Yisrael is when there's a flow between mashpia and mushpa. And the other kavurik is zochin akavis in Klal Yisrael mitzad each person, except for the inyan of zivuk. But other than that, everybody it has to be a panim of the makabul and a panim of mashpia. And we're talking when it's hard. When a person doesn't know anything, somebody helps with a rashi, of course he's a makabul. But when a person understands something, and someone else who's valid tells him something, and he has to think about it, take into account, so the Yitzhar of Gaiva says, Mapito, I don't want to. That's what it says, Vikarazel Zeh, that the tzura of Klal Yisrael is a tzura that there's no, by Malachim, they're able to say Kaddish, 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 because there's no tzura of Gaiva. So each person is a makabul as well. On the other hand, there's a midah of, I don't know, achzari is not cruelty, but not caring about someone else. You say that. I don't have an inyan to spend time with the other person, either to help him, to explain, to tell him, to teach him, to be mashpia, whatever it is. In every tzura, there's a yitzahara of where a person doesn't want to do chesed or whatever it is, in a more optimistic sense. And the male person saying it also, the vikara zel zem means that there's a dynamic process where everything is becoming a mashpia and a mushpa. That's the metzias of where there is ashras hashchiva. I want to add another nekuda to it. The Ramah has a sefer on the inyanim of the Mishkan called Teres Oila, and he says the anoichi and Hashem, the two kruvim are connected, anoichi and Hashem lekecha, anoichi and leiyah. And he says, because those are the two dibris that they saw, but Mela, they became these. Mayrachan explains it, why those in Yonim were like in Yonim that were. There is a pneumistic and a kudah kapi, each person himself, to understand and to understand where he himself, forgetting about other people, forgetting about the karzel zeh, but each person himself is a mashpia and a mushpa. Every person dreams of having coming al menucha machla nafshisti. You know, when he's doing the right thing perfectly and everything is al mei menuchas. The real place where there's mashpia and mushpa is between anoichi and noyeh. The person wants to do and he disciplines himself not to do. The person doesn't want to do and he pushes himself to do. In chalki and nefesh of a person, there's always a tug of war between doing more of this and holding myself in from doing it. Not wanting to do it and pushing myself and saying I should do it. Loyia and Anoich and Loyia are the two basic midas. I don't want to be married after the Rambam, we spoke about Avinir and so on. For every person who's a real Oivet, in his nefesh there's always a struggle between the push and the pull. That's mitzat pnimis adam, there's always, and a person like it says, Loilam Yirgas adam, the Yitzhatavi, it's a dynamic process of pushing one over the other. I want to say something to that person, and I tell myself, you know, you're just trying to show what kind of big tzaddik are. You don't want to help the person. You restrain yourself. You don't want to go over to the other person and you say to yourself, it's not because you're afraid of embarrassing, it's because you're lazy and you don't want to put yourself out on it. There's always a mahalach of different koichas ha-nefesh of a person being mashpia. As long as the koichas ha-nefesh are in flux, as long as a person is pushing and pulling back and forth, then he's a chai. That's life. When it stops, when things are frozen, so in a certain sense, that's dead. Fine. What is anything that's frozen and inert is dead by definition. It, as long as there's a process in the person where this korach is pushing that korach, the person realizes, I have more midas ha'atzlos than I have midas this, and I have to push this way, or if I care. Those are the nyanim that a person is alive from. So Mela, just to sum up the nekuda, the Mishkan is a demus of the nyanim that are required for Ashras HaShkinah. and the different surahs, and one surah and another surah, the very spitz of it is the Shnei Kruvim. And that's it. Because the Shnei Kruvim are the Seidah Mashpia and Mushpa, and in the process of Hashpah is we have the real Kli Kiv of Ruchnis for Shechina. Shechina is not Sheira on an earth object. Shechina is in the Bein HaKruvim. It's in the Mokom where there's Hashpah back and forth. And in the Tzura of a Klal, it's Negea to the fact that every person has to find himself to be both a Mushpa and a Mashpia. And it's where the person has to understand something else and then be done mi'atzmoi, compare his own to that. And mi'idach is a person has to develop someone else something. If the less a person is active, the less a person is a bal chavrusa, then the less that process exists there, and the less there's a shas shchina, the less there's divrei Torah yotzei beinehem. The mitzias of where you have real ashras hashchina is bein akruvin, and in a tzibur, every person, especially when a person is in a matzah of growth, he has to find himself in a tzibur where he's getting from and where he's giving to. And in ruchnis, I'm talking about in ruchnis, navana, in tfisa, in avoda, everything. A person always has to be in some sort of struggle as. Maybe he's right about this, maybe I'm wrong about it, and try to tell him why I think I'm right, and let him counter why he thinks I'm wrong. That's the Karazal Zen at Tzibur, and that's where a person is really part of a Tzibur, and that's where there's Ashkos Ashkina, that's Yibein HaKruvim. And then on a personal level, every person has, his Koyches HaNefesh are also, the Yirgas, the Yitzhatomi Yitzhahara, is a process of different kochos hanefesh being mashpia. If this person tends to be outspoken and impulsive, so he has to take the koach of discipline, of reason, has to be mashpia on his impulsiveness. If this person is inert and dead and not active and or ashamed, the koach of the koach of going out, of doing, of pushing, that should push that koach. Within a person himself, if a person is just static, and he is what he is, then there is no real Lashvas Hashkin there, there's nothing to do. Like the Zohar says, that wherever there's a mokay, where there's no Dukhra and Nukhva, then there's no mokam of Lashvas Hashkinah. In a person himself, there has to be Dukhra and Nukhva. The person has to always be looking. This is a mokam where I have to be more of this craft. This is a mokam I have to take away this craft. All my koyches are in flux where a person is being attacked himself. And in the Bein HaKruvim of the koyches struggling, when the person's koyches are struggling with each other, that Bein HaKruvim is where the Vinay Adati Lechal Shalom takes place.
You have been listening to AishAudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to aishaudio@aish.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.